This is The Toolbox. I'm your favourite folk devil, Rolly Joe Carney. And normally just swear to say joined, as always, by Hamish Smith, but is on his way back from Prague. So no Hamish with me today. He'll be back with me next week for The Toolbox that you know and love. But I've drafted in help again, a good friend of the show. We're going to unpack the invisible backpack and we're going to talk just generally about a load of things. So buckle in, let's get into it, and I'll introduce to him after the theme.
Saddle up your horses, cowboy. For the only men's issue show in all of radio. The Toolbox.
That's right. It's Toolbox time once again. And I'm going to draw out for as long as I can. Who is my special guest this week? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? It's Chinny.
I'm back.
Yeah, you are, for the freepeat.
Back in the building. Who thought I would be back so soon, eh?
And I you know what? I was sick, like last week I was here doing this on my own.
Yeah.
And it got to a point where I was like, yeah, okay, like I might need Chinny.
I said, well, what happened was I seen your story. I think, and was that when you were doing it on your own?
Yeah.
On Instagram. And I was like, oh, I'll just say, like, if you never need us, next time I'll be down. And you were like, oh, just so happens. Oh,
funny you should say that.
Yeah.
Hamish has decided to go to one of the funnest cities on the planet.
Well, you know, you can't really blame him, can you? Where's he gone again?
Prague.
Very nice.
I went there on a stag do once, and I think it's the happiest I've ever been.
I've never been. Good, like.
Yeah.
Nice place.
Hamish sent me a photo of him drinking a stein. Mm-hmm. And based off how much I know a pint to be over there, I was like, oh, how much was that? About 50p.
He
was like,
yeah, I was going to say, is it cheap for beer?
For a stein of like really good Czech lager, it was the equivalent of £1.35.
Yeah, that's like Belgian prices, that. Like insanely cheap.
Yeah, Belgium's the only place where I've had Stella on draft. I've been like, this is actually nice.
Yeah. Aye, and a lot cheaper than what it is, what you'll pay for a pint of Stella, I can imagine. 110%.
Yeah, well, yeah. I went to the town where they brew it, and we didn't realise when we went that it was the... it was like the sort of end of exams, and it was like their sort of GCSE results night, but mm-hmm. they're drinking ages that low, like... It was me, my German mate, and just like a load of kids, and we're like... How old are you? And they're like 23. I'm like, you don't need to lie to me. I'm not a cop. Like,
party time.
Yeah.
Amazing. But,
so what we'll do is we'll start the show how we normally start the show. So that is me and Hamish, and in the past, actually, me and Chinny have unpacked the invisible backpack. If you're not familiar with the invisible backpack, it's mine and Hamish's shorthand for checking in with each other.
Yeah.
So what? Everyone's got an invisible backpack. It can be really heavy. It can be really light. It's full of all the things that just occupy your life.
Yeah.
And it's just our way of also sort of showing that, you know, if we approach people with a bit of compassion and empathy because you don't know how heavy the backpack is, then maybe it'll be a much cooler time for everyone. So, Chinny, how's your backpack?
Hasn't been too heavy over the past week. We've recently just recorded a video with Dead by Things, so... I've been ironing out bits with Andy Wilkinson, who recorded the video, just to basically see how that was getting on, finalising that. Other than that, I went and played football for the first time in a long time. I think it was last Thursday, and I thoroughly enjoyed that as well. I was gassed, absolutely gassed. It was only 5-a-side as well, but never been so out of breath in my entire life.
What position are you?
I was just all over the place, really. I didn't really stick to one place, and I think that's what I was getting wrong for all the time, because they were like, hold back, but I just couldn't help myself. I was just going for every ball I possibly could. But I had a fun time, nonetheless.
I haven't played footy since, like, literally, like, sixth form.
Yeah.
And it was like proper.
I think it might be the same for me, to be honest.
It was proper schoolyard footy. And yeah. I remember the last time I played, because I am never playing this again. So I was in goal and I came out to punch the ball. Someone nicked in and got to the ball. So I ended up just absolutely like levering this like lad in our ear in the face. And I've like, I felt so bad. I was like, oh my God, I didn't mean it.
He just like something off Street Fighter, just.
Yeah. Well, like, he got up and started swinging. I was just like, mate, I didn't do it on purpose. Yeah. Like, back it in.
But I think there was a lot of that as well. I noticed, what, not in our game, because we were in like cages and there was a few other games going on, but I think the other games were like actual league games.
Yeah.
And there was people screaming their head off. People getting hacked left, right, and centre. And I was thinking, I just didn't want to get involved with that. We were just having a casual game of football. And yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it. Like, but like I say, I'm just not cut out for it now. Just not fit enough for it.
I know some lads who've done the, you know, that man versus fat football.
Yes.
And like, it's not just based off like scoreline. It's also based off weight loss results.
Really?
So like, you get like extra points in the league if like your team say like lost the most like weight that week or whatever.
Surely there's got to be some cheating there, isn't there? There's got to be.
Yeah.
Something not right.
But like, it was like, oh, what's it like? He's like, it is the most competitive thing I've ever been in, because it's not just scoreline and people getting like upset they're getting beat.
Yeah.
It's also like, and you were clearly on the donuts this week.
Yeah, been out for fast food 110%.
Yeah.
But yeah, apart from that, mate, just the usual from me, taking me girl to nursery. The 6 weeks holidays is coming up, so they've been having some fun. She brought home a thing called a nursery bear the other day, and basically over the 6 weeks we've got to take this nursery bear and we've got to take photos of where we've been with the nursery bear. So I'm just trying to think of places to take her. Basically, one thing I want to do is go to North Shields and get the ferry over to South Shields and go along the beach down there, but apart from that, I'm out of ideas already, you know.
I think Photoshop might help you out.
Yeah, absolutely. I that's what I was thinking.
A lot of these bears have been the pyramids.
I was like, well, fair enough, you know, I was like, but at the same time, I was thinking to myself, what if, like, parents haven't got the time to do that and stuff like that? Luckily, I have got some time off work, so I'll be able to take her some places, but I was thinking, I'm shocking on some kids who aren't going to be able to do that, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, apart from that, work, and that's me. Basically, went out for a few bands the other night with a band. That's about it.
Nice. Have you got any gigs coming up?
August 16th, Fire Station, Ferocious Dog and Gimfist.
They're both Unreal Live as well.
Yeah, both great bands. And then after that, I think it's just October for now. We've got, because we're in the studio in September recording some new bits with Seizure. And then in October, we are playing in Bradford. We've got a gig in Bradford with two other bands. And we have got North East Calling, the punk festival.
That's quite a good show, isn't it? The North East Calling one.
It's what we want to get on that circuit, so we've got to really smash it when we go out there, because they do North West Calling, they do Scotland, they do them all over the place. So as long as we get on that circuit, I'll be happy. But we're just, at the minute, we're just glad to have been even considered to be able to play. You know?
So is that just in terms of perspective for me, is that them like just levels? So like at the minute you're doing like locals, and then it's like this is more of your national kind of
kid. So you know Jack's band Red London, obviously they've been around for years and years, but they're always on that circuit and they get to play some amazing shows. Like it's all the academy shows, not in the university. So I think it's definitely one we need to think about trying to get on like 110%, but we're just glad to have been considered for it. Like I said, it's an honour, and there's some great bands on that bill. So yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, so, Rolly, your invisible backpack mate, how's it been?
This week's felt like a blur. So, I had a bug earlier in the week, and that was, I had to miss a couple of like appointments and stuff because I didn't want to risk getting people ill.
Yeah. And what was it like, poly?
Yeah, it was, you know, when you're just a proper summer bug, I went, so I think what happened was me and other friend of the toolbox, Jake Chappell.
Yeah.
We went to the Dogs on Tuesday.
Grahams?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been there for years.
Yeah, and it was hands down potentially one of the best random nights out I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
So there was about seven people there.
Yeah.
We got like, we made friends of everyone, but there was only like two members of staff on. So there was the fella who was like, you know, selling the mincemeat pie.
I was just about to say, did you have pie and peas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we had pie, chips, and gravy because he's like, it's Tuesday. I don't make peas on a Tuesday. Yeah, I'm like, what is your job? And then the one girl they had behind the bar was also the girl who was taking the bets.
My God.
So I think like everyone else put them all on the start, but we were like, oh, we'll just like pick at random in between the, you know, the 10, 15 minutes in between races.
Yeah.
But I think that pie there might have been what made me ill because like Wednesday night. Wasn't even like, it was Wednesday about six. Like, I was round at my girlfriend's. And she, like, I went to the toilet, come out, and I was just, like, absolutely drenched in sweat.
Yeah, sounds like food poisoning to me.
Yeah, so, like, I was like, look, like, I'm not going to stay here because it's not fair to you or whatever.
Yeah.
So I had to...
evacuate the premises.
Yeah, cork, like stick a cork up and run for the bus. I got back and like my flatmates were just like, thought you were back on Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm like, the plans have changed.
I'm just about to sit on the toilet for the next 24 hours.
And then I was like, Jake is using your bathroom now.
Yeah.
Because I do not want to get a meal. And then just, I went out yesterday and... So I'm with a mate who I haven't seen for a while. But then I didn't know she was going. My mate Georgia was there. And she, I have not seen her for 2 years. And it was just like, you know, unadulterated pure joy. Like, ah!
Yeah.
It's you!
Yeah, amazing. She was completely out of the blue that you're seeing her as well.
Yeah, like, I'll do her out for one of the other mates' birthdays. But I didn't know, like, that this mate of, like, Becky's was also a mate of Georgia's.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, brilliant.
Incredible.
This is my special night now.
Yeah. So what did you just go around Sunderland or?
Yeah. Met them in the Ivy. Then I dipped out to go and watch the boxing.
Oh, yeah.
I went to the Canny Lad for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually like I was quite impressed with it.
Not a bad pub. I've only been in once. It was after I'd done the bingo at the Ivy.
Oh, sorry.
Went around for a pint. Pretty cheap pints. And it's got a nice little outdoor area as well, so... I was impressed as well, mate.
It was typical, like, just proper night out, though. So, me and Jake were watching the fight, and then there was a table, like, three older fellas sat next to us. Mm-hmm. And we were just having a bit of crack on with them. And, like, one of them, he's lived in Liverpool for the last 10 years because he's got his partner's from Titan,
mm-hmm.
which is, like, the nickname for Titan is Two Dogs Fighting.
Yeah.
So I was you've got to get off from Two Dogs. I'm sorry, brother. And he just started laughing, like, and then, it was just, like, proper... like what you come to expect from night out in Sunderland. Really cracking on and stuff.
Yeah, I think I've noticed that as well. Every time I've been out, especially in the motherland, it's people are a lot friendlier than what I can remember when I was younger. I tend to like crack on to people and meet people a lot easier nowadays. So I know what you mean. Like it's just quite easy to crack on somebody, especially if it's something on like boxing or the footy or something like that. But I've definitely noticed that, mind.
I'm pretty sure. Like this is the thing though that makes me say it. In terms of cities I've been to or like lived in or whatever, like I think the two cities that I perceive as being most similar to Liverpool are Glasgow and here.
Glasgow as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Glaswegians are a very aggressive type of friendly, but
the friendly.
There's no side to them. They're just how they are.
Yeah.
And the sound until you give them a reason to not be sound.
I didn't really get to explore Glasgow much, but I'll have to go back because I played a gig with Tearjerker up there.
Yeah.
But I didn't get a chance to much of them. We were like in the venue, then straight back home. But it's definitely somewhere I want to hit. I've been to Edinburgh a few times and that's pretty much the same crack. You know, there's some nice people there I've met. So
I've only ever been to Edinburgh really for the rugby.
Yeah.
And... like one rugby crowds, I think, are a bit different anyway. It's a bit polite.
I've never been to see rugby live, ever.
The
entire life. I'm not necessarily a fan of it. Like, I'll watch it. I've sat and watched it with my grandma a few times. But I've never, ever thought, I'll definitely won't get tickets to go and see the rugby. Like, you like it, though, didn't you? Or you've played it?
Yeah, so, I mean, I still play, but I'll only play for my club back home.
Yeah.
But my one club man, I mean, like, my first tattoo was the rugby club badge.
On your sleeve?
Just on me doodle arm, yeah. I've got one arm which is just random stuff, and I've got another one which only has one on, because my idea if that was a sleeve, and then I realised how expensive sleeves are, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll just leave it at that. Yeah. Yeah. With rugby, I'd say like it depends on sort of your exposure to it anyway. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to go with someone who can explain the games that's happening to you. But I'd say more than that, I'd say go to a rugby league game rather than rugby union.
Yeah.
Because the crowds are more similar to football crowds, and also it's a much easier game to understand.
Do they chant and stuff?
Yeah.
Do they?
It's really funny.
Amazing.
Well, I went to Magic Weekend up in Newcastle, like, which is, you know, it was an entry level into it. If you just buy a day ticket, it's like, I think it's like 20, 30 quid, which is, you know, nice and affordable. Mm-hmm. And you just go in there, like one of the ends, you're even like the Leasers or the Gallowgate or mm-hmm. St. James's Pork. And I remember in the end that me and my cousin were in, because I'm a Warrington fan, so we went in the Warrington end. The whole KR fans were in that end as well. And I don't know how or why, but you know how like Sunderland will sing Elvis? Or Liverpool will sing You'll Never Walk Alone.
Yeah, they've all got that song, one song, yeah.
Yeah, Hulk KR's is a little respect by Erasure. But it's like, you know the bit with the key change?
Yeah.
Like, they all perfectly do the key change.
That's amazing.
And it's like, you've definitely got to get to practice this.
Aye, that's incredible. We'll make that's what we'll do. We'll make a date of that. You've got to take us to a rugby game at some point.
Oh, yeah.
We'll definitely do that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Magic Weekend next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get a squad together.
Let's do
we'll
it.
Go, yeah.
Let's do it.
So you were saying a little earlier about you met up with Andy to see more about the video and stuff.
Yes, aye.
Can you tell us when that's going to be out?
Hopefully September. We're just going to try and promote it a little bit more. We haven't come up with a release date, but the video is finished. It is done. So yeah, hopefully September for it. I've just showed you it before I came in with a little snippet of it. It's a
proper dead one things with
it
you.
Is like, it is very strange, very uncomfortable. We have got a promo up on Instagram at the minute that's based around the video, so go and check that out if you haven't already. But September time hopefully for the new video. Shake your bones.
And speaking of shake your bones, here it is. Queens of the Stone Age, regular John here on Spark. This is the Toolbox. I'm your favourite folk devil, Rolly Joe Carney, and I'm joined this week, saving my behind once again.
It's a pleasure, man.
Chinny.
Don't take the saving your behind. It's a pleasure to be here. Love coming down, mate, especially for this show. I'll always have a little place in my heart from the first one to the last one I did, which wasn't that long ago, like 2 weeks ago or something, wasn't it? But aye, mate, it's a pleasure.
You're an absolute sweetheart.
I am, aren't I? When I want to be.
Yeah. Have you been watching any of the women's Euro?
No, I did see the Sweden match. I watched the penalty shootout sitting in Chaplin's the other night. But that's literally the only match that I've seen.
It feels really weird, like whichever sort of version of England you're watching, the men's, the women's. Mm. There's not just this expectation that we don't get battered on penalties anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think I like it.
No, not at all. Yeah, I think after we played the Euros, the men's ones, I think that's just totally gone, that stigma of the penalties, hasn't it? But yeah. I'm not going to lie, like any penalty shootout I'll go in with a team that I even remotely support, I always think we're going to lose. Do you know what I mean? Always.
But it's, as well, like talking about sort of nostalgia stuff, obviously like some of the music we played, like Title Fight, Queens of the Stone Age.
Yes.
But we were talking as well briefly, because when you mentioned the Cages and playing five-a-side, mm-hmm. The scorpion
Night advert. It was like Samurais, wasn't it? Can you remember them? The ones with the ninjas in.
Yeah.
And it all had like caged faces as well. There was that one, I don't know if that was in cages, but that might have been in like a warehouse or something like that. It was so cool as a kid though. You were like, oh my God,
with the silver,
I need these boots.
With the silver, like in the silver ball as well.
Yeah.
And it was just like the three asides were like Luis Figo, Roberto Carlos, like Thierry Henry, and you're like...
Incredible.
Like the streets will never forget.
No. There was... What was it again? Was it a night advert where they were in the airport? Can you remember that? And they were like passing the ball through the airport. I don't know if that was like years and years ago. But they had some iconic adverts. It's just not the same now.
No.
Not the same at all.
And the Pepsi ones had like Beckham and Kaká and stuff, where they were dressed as like gladiators.
Yeah. Amazing. They just don't make them like that anymore, do they? It's just like, here's the shoe, buy it, and people will as well. Do you know what I mean?
sometimes, especially at the park, because of like the age gap is so big between me and like everybody else. Mm-hmm. So you talk about things that like to me and you were like, oh yeah, that was a normal thing, that was on telly.
Yeah.
And it's stuff like, you know, the I think was it the Reebok advert, the belly's gonna get you.
Oh mate. I was talking about like long ago, what was like chasing the guy through the streets, he's like bursting through the fences and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh mate, what an advert. Again, just don't make them like that anymore. They really don't.
I think a lot of people would be too nervous to make it now.
Oh, you couldn't. I don't think you'd get away with that now. I wouldn't get through the first stage of censorship, that, without a doubt.
Back in September, October, whenever all the sort of new students started and we got the new volunteers at Spark,
yeah,
we had a night where, I don't know why, but upstairs in the hub, like, everyone was just sat around, just, like, having a bit of crack on. And I don't know how it came up, but I don't know if you'll remember this. But I was like, oh yeah, we learnt our numbers from a racially insensitive, like, Mexican gerbil. Do you remember El Nombre?
No.
So
El Nombre?
Yeah, it was like this proper, like, it was sort of like a Mexican telenovela. Mm-hmm. And it was stop motion animated, like, little puppets. And it was just like, El Nombre, writing numbers in the desert sand.
Oh, like on telly?
Just like on telly. Like, yeah. No one will know, it was like kids' programs. And it was like, but then like, you know, when he'd like, it was like writing numbers in the desert sands. And I'm not going to lie. Like, it was when he was like, when El Nombre was writing it in the sand, it was like the most like stereotypical, like, da 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 da. It was like, you definitely could have
on and everything, like.
Yeah.
And, oh, amazing, like. Oh, mate, you're right, though. I think there's things you definitely would not get away with now. Like, I think in the past, there was something else, like, I think it was on Cartoon Network or something like that. I was saying recently, it might have been Courage the Cowardly Dog or something like that. There was an episode and he goes creeping up the stairs and, like, he knocks on this door, but the door swings open and there's, like, this little girl sitting on a stool and she swings around. She's got, like, a horrific face. It looked terrifying. And I was thinking, how on earth was that for kids? Like, mental, like, crazy.
There's an amount of, like, ultimate liberalism that, like, allowed mine and your childhood to be fantastic.
Yeah.
And it was because they were like, well, what's wrong with scaring kids? Yeah. Like, like stuff like the original Jumanji film.
Yeah.
That I'm still terrified of that now.
it's
a creepy film.
I remember, I think I've only seen it once or twice, but I remember I had it on video when I was younger. It was like one of them videos that was always sitting in the cupboard, and I think I put it on once, but I don't think I was... There was films in the past I was scared of, I just can't think of them at the minute. Jurassic Park, I think I was a little bit of at first. But yeah, at Jumanji, don't know what was scary about it, like.
I think it was just that it all came out of, like, the game board.
Yeah.
And it was... Also, I think it was the first...
Terrified open Monopoly in your house because you get sucked in with Mr. Monopoly.
Yeah. I was always the dog.
Yeah.
No, it was like... But also, like, there's, like, little things you remember from that. Like Robin Williams in that film when he comes out the board because he's been, like, trapped in the board for, like, 20-odd, 30 years, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that's the first time I was ever, like, cognizant of someone having a beard. Because no one had them back then.
Amazing.
Like, yeah, like the only people with beards were like bikers.
Yeah.
And like they were like look big and gruff and scary.
What is this man? What is that on his face?
Mummy, why doesn't his face have a haircut?
Incredible. Amazing.
Yeah. I think though, like with, especially going back to like the Scorpio thing, no. And like, I'm probably too young to remember Euro 96.
I can't even remember the Euro 2004, whatever it was.
Well, my first tournament I remember was France 98.
Yeah, I remember bits of that. But I had the game as well.
But it was
FIFA 98.
Yeah.
And it was the first game where you had the indoor court.
Oh, cool.
Amazing. That was brilliant, that.
Yeah. Well, that was like the first time it was the first time, apart from like when teams used to do FA Cup songs. Mm-hmm. Where you actually had like a cultural crossover between music and
why don't they do that anymore?
Sport.
You know, me and Pablo were talking about this not long ago. That I can't remember. But I think it was the Sunderland one. Where it's like ain't no stopping us now. Yeah. We're on the move. Like brilliant. Bring them back.
Have you heard the one from 1973?
No.
So basically, like they record
Sunderland song.
Yeah. So they recorded it before the semi final.
Yeah.
Because. I think it was just a thing in the FA where it was like, no, you need to have an FA Cup song. And it was like some of the lyrics, because like they didn't know they were going to play Leeds.
Yeah.
So like the words just like, and when we play like the other fellows, because
yeah. like, you don't know. Keeping it neutral, so yeah, it makes sense.
But you'd think like, wouldn't you just record two versions with different team names?
Like, yeah, it depends when it was recorded, I guess. Like if it was at the start of the tournament, they couldn't really do that because they would have to record about 16 different teams, wouldn't they? But it's
just Mickey Horswell and Bobby yeah. Kerr just giving it the beans. like,
yeah, bring that back. Bring songs before tournaments back. I expect it to happen now, definitely. I think the Sunderland squad will give it a good go now. They're all seem like quite fun lads, but I think the rest of the teams would be like, I don't get paid enough money for this. Like, you get paid enough money for kicking a ball, you know yeah. what I mean?
Yeah, you have to love, like, anyone who's made PE a job.
Yeah, like, yeah, therefore, 110% mate, like, fair play to them.
Like, you've gone further than anyone should ever go from yeah. doing PE.
Fair play.
Well, especially when we were in like League One and the Championship, and people, you know, giving players guff, and you're like, they're literally just lads who were like better than decent at PE.
Yeah.
Like that's how they got here.
They're not at the standard of like world class yeah. under any circumstance, but like, I mean, they still get paid a pretty penny. Like, I wouldn't mind being a penny behind them and all that, but like, I don't know, it's. I've seen the money we've spent, Sunderland have spent going into the Premier League. It's insane. Like,
see, I was.
Nottingham Forest 2.0, innit?
After the playoff final win, I was very much happy with the fact that we were going to go and get pumped every week.
Yeah.
And, like, on one level, all right, like, you're not going to celebrate wins, but you can enjoy it because you know what it is.
Obviously, we sort of settled in with the fact that we're just going to get absolutely battered.
And now what they've done is Kirill Louis-Dreyfus and Christian Speakman have decided to mentally torture us for a season.
Yeah.
Because they've given us hope.
Yeah, exactly. Aye.
They did not get the memo.
Yeah, I was watching the Seville game last night, the first half, incredible, until he made them 10 changes in the second half and obviously brought out the young lads in the second half. But first half, we looked like a completely different squad.
Siddiqui and Diarra
yeah.
look like absolute players.
The link up, they really are. Like I don't know, it's just the ball moving so fast, the through balls, they were like, it's just everything felt so thought through, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. rather than the normal panic and just lob it over and see where it goes, or everything just felt like it was meant to happen.
But even last season, I had a mate from back home, he's one of the lads who puts the punk gigs on in Liverpool, yeah. Rob Scott.
Yeah, you mentioned him before, right?
And he messaged me just saying, you've got Chris Rigg, you've got Joe Bellingham, Dan Neal.
Yeah.
He said, it almost feels unfair that you've signed Enzo Lafay. Like,
yeah, yeah. Like, oh, when was this? When we first signed him? Yeah. Yeah, it was, I mean, don't get us wrong. I think when he first came to the club, I was like, oh, like, never heard of him. But I haven't really, saying that, I've never really heard of many people that come to the club now, you know, just out go off highlights videos and stuff. But he really has shone through, hasn't he? What a player. What a player. Scored last night as well.
I was thinking about this. It's going to be so nice to be able to like watch Match of the Day again. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so nice to complain that we're on last again.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, like, it's been such a long time since I've been able to do that. I've been watching highlights on YouTube for, like, God knows how long. Do you know what? I'm one of them as well. I'll watch the full match.
Yeah.
Then still watch the highlights after as well.
It's, you know, within half an hour of, like, the final whistle, that Sky Sports will put up the, like, the shorter highlights.
Rapid.
Yeah.
It's rapid.
And it's brilliant. Like, it's just class.
Yeah.
I've got a mate who, he goes the match and he, like, watches every, like, Liverpool match. Mm-hmm. And his missus says, like, that would be, like, if I went to see, like, a musical.
Yeah.
Then on the, like, bus home.
Watched it again.
Watched, like, just
Clips
of the best bits of songs, yeah. and then came home to then watch like Elaine Page and Lin-Manuel Miranda like tear apart performances by people. She's like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, we get so invested.
I think it's when it comes down to it as well, though. I think it's because it's so easily accessible now. Like, every time I load my YouTube homepage up, it's the first thing that I'll say. So I'll just watch it.
Yeah.
The amount of times I've watched the playoff final highlights is off the charts. I'd say easily about 500,000 of them views are mine, without a doubt.
Tommy Watson is the most beautiful man I've ever seen.
Oh my God, that goal. Just absolutely, the fact that he doesn't break the net or anything, it's just placed so well, and yeah, couldn't have happened to hear a better kid, and it couldn't have happened to be a better time.
I think Brian had a player there, like.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt. That's why they've went in for him early.
Yeah.
They've known something. And what a parting gift he left us with.
Their model is played something really, really good as well. So
got a good scouting network.
Well, they've not bought them to play him in the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. So what they'll do is, like, they'll know the starting 11. Mm-hmm. And they'll think, okay, so, like, he'll probably get moved on in 12 months, he'll probably get moved on in 18 months, 2 years. Mm-hmm. But then what they want is, like, they want someone in-house who can then just slot in.
Yeah.
And then they're not replacing the bigger player, they're replacing the sort of understudy.
Yeah, yeah.
And as an approach to football, it's just really different.
Yeah.
I mean, I say that like as if I understand anything to do with the business of football, but you just
sitting there,
see
tactician.
What they're doing. Yeah, and then inevitably they'll sell a few players to Chelsea for 90 mil for no reason other than Chelsea want to buy players.
They were never really one of them teams, though, were they? They'd be like up there in the Premier League and smashing it. But I guess you can say the same for Notts Forest. There's loads of different teams that's come through and being like, just didn't expect them to do what they're doing now. Powerhouses.
Yeah. It's going to be... And as well, for the first time in years, for the second season in a row, we're actually getting decent kits as well.
That'll wear... I definitely know that'll wear top. Have you seen the league for the home top yet?
Yeah.
The centred badge.
I prefer that over that wavy nonsense that was leaked weeks ago.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
I was like, that's the same way when we had, like, the kind of, like, candy stripe one.
Yeah.
You know, where you're looking and you're like, that's not a Sunderland kit.
I just like the badge centred.
Yeah.
Love the fact that it's centred. I love a centred badge, so I'll be getting one of them.
I mean, the last time we had a centred badge, was it when we went up with 105 points?
Possibly. Very possibly. I couldn't tell you. That's a really good question, that, to be fair.
That I love the look of those, like, of the kits from them. Kits. That one, the gold one, and the blue, white, and red one. Mm-hmm. But they feel horrible.
Aye, awful material. I think Pablo's still got a couple of them kicking about. He's got a mad collection of football shirts, that boy.
Yeah, I've seen a few of them. Like.
Yeah, but, like, proper, just, I think he's got them pretty much from every season, from, like, early 80s.
Yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant little collection.
Oh. Are you going to try and get the games?
Yes, I've got tickets to go to the Betis game and the other one that's at home. I can't remember the name of the team. But I think that's the only chance that I'm going to get to go to the stadium because the tickets are just gone. For the West Ham game, I was thinking to myself, oh, I'll just wait for the tickets to go online, see if there's any. Before I knew it, there was a post-up saying they were sold out. I was like, what happened there?
When I logged in, there were 3 tickets left. Mm-hmm. The cheapest were £240. Like, there was only hospitality tickets left.
Yeah.
And the most expensive was in the executive box for, like, £660.
Mm. I paid £6.50 for them two games. It was £13 overall, but it's like £15 for both games. We got 25% off if you booked them both together.
Yeah.
£6.50 each. Can't be robbed.
Do you get black card points for them as well?
No, I don't think so. Not for pre-season. You'll have to. It'll be like actual league games or cup games.
Well, what I'm hoping is, because I don't think I'm going to get a chance to go to home games, I think it's going to be I'm hoping for the aways because I know a few lads, like the likes of Pablo and Gourley.
Yeah.
Because they're looking to go to the World Cup.
Yeah, they are. I was talking about that earlier with Pablo.
It's whether or not they're going to actually be able to do both go to the aways and go to the World Cup.
Yeah, so you're looking at them for the points, for the games.
Well, I don't care if they get the points. I just want, like, there's only 2 games really I want the ticket to, and that's Liverpool away and Everton.
Yeah.
Everton will be tough once they get because it's the last home game of the season.
Yeah. When will they play Liverpool? Do you know?
Away, it's the 3rd of December.
Ah, right, okay. So that's
I don't know when the home game is.
And then it's a couple of weeks before the Mags game because that's on my birthday.
Yeah.
Cannot wait for that. Cannot wait.
That's going to be a tasty month for
them. It really falls on my birthday, on the day of my birthday.
Is that at home?
Yeah.
It's just so long as we get a point in one of those games.
Oh, I think, is that the month when the Africa Cup of Nations is on as well? So we'll lose
January.
Is that January? Yeah. So,
but it's one where that's the only FIFA tournament where clubs are allowed to refuse releasing players because it's during the season.
Right. So. Okay.
But also,
we'll see what happens there. Then.
But also, the profile of players we sign, we're not going to do it. Realistically, how many of these 21-year-old Africans are going to get selected for the nation?
Yeah.
Diarra will.
Yeah.
and maybe the young Moroccan one, you know, we just signed. Mm-hmm. Is it, what's his name, Talby or something?
Yeah, Talby.
Yeah. I'm not good with remembering. Yeah.
Well, we'll just have to say what happens. They might play really well through the season, bang a few goals in for us and off the pop, but we'll see.
Make us a healthy profit in January.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll buy another unknown, like, 19-year-old Frenchman.
And just do the same. Just keep that model going, innit?
Yeah. What was your first game?
Roker Park. Cannot remember what team it was. I think I went to 2 at Roker Park with my granddad. And then at the stadium, I went to the opening game at the stadium, which was Ajax, I believe.
Yeah.
It was the first time we played there. And then I had a season ticket for a few years after that. And that was it. Fell in love, well and truly. Always being brought up on them anyway, so.
Yeah. I didn't have a choice. I call it when you live in Liverpool and you raise the Sunderland fan. Mm-hmm. It is almost sophisticated child abuse.
Yeah, like, without a doubt. Is that what happened? Like, you were a Sunderland fan when you were there?
My dad's from up here.
Oh, right, okay.
Obviously, like, you want to spend like as much time with your dad as you can, so it's...
taking on their interests.
Yeah, buying me shirts and stuff. And then, like, my Liverpool side of the family, like, bought me, like, you know, Liverpool away kits at 0-10 on the back, and I'd wear them, like, twice out of politeness. But, yeah, my first game was that... Well, the first proper game I went to, like, my dad took me to Tranmere away when I was a baby, because his mate played up front for Tranmere.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, like, we were, like... But it was back then, like, it was the stereotypical, like, women not really being into football. So my dad was like, oh, yeah, it was great. All, like, the wags looked after you. And I was just, like, watching the match. I was like...
getting babysat.
A lunatic, my dad, like, yeah. And then my first game was QPR. We won 2-0. Phillips scored a penalty. That's all I remember. And then we played them early at home the next season as well, QPR, and it was the one where Lee Clark snapped his leg.
Yeah.
But it went quiet, didn't it? And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
And like everyone around the stadium heard it. It was like, oh no.
Oh dear.
Oh.
Snap. God, oh. Mate, time's getting on here, you know. Bloody spoke about football for...
I'm happy to. The Toolbox Sports.
Yeah, that's what it'll be.
Well, it's going to be the main thing that affects our mental health over the next year. Yeah, so until May. So
literally, yeah.
If we're safe enough by March, I think we'll all be having a party in the street again.
Literally, it's either going to be I'm depressed because we're at the bottom of the table and I've never seen us pick up at any points, or I'm going to be absolutely overjoyed and it's literally my mental health's just completely gone because we're like flying top half of the table. Please.
It's almost like where it's like it's going too well. But anyway, let's have some tunes. This is Omen by the Prodigy. Harder Than You Think by Public Enemy here on Spark. And unfortunately, it's that time. It's the curtain closer. Ooh. Oh no. Chinny, thanks for coming on.
No problem, mate. Again, it's been a pleasure. I have been here from pretty much the start.
Yeah.
It's the third time I've been on. And every single time I come on, I love it.
We have to have you for really the freepeat.
Like, yeah.
You've completed the freepeat now.
Trilogy.
Trilogy's
done.
What are your next sort of goals? Like, what other shows are you going to crash for? I'm seeing Desert Island Discs. I'm seeing Capital Breakfast. I think we can get you there. Like, be the most in demand guest.
Well, you got us played on some other radio shows, didn't you, in the past and stuff? So
yeah, I played Dead Wet Things and TJ on Kerrang.
Yes, you certainly did, mate. So
you just deserve it, and just in my opinion, a lot of bands in the north suffer from not being from Camden.
Yeah, yeah.
And
much appreciated that, man.
The industry's not looking for places outside of Camden, but
not at the minute. But we're trying to put Sunderland on the map. We're trying our hardest, mate.
Yeah, you'll get there.
Yeah.
Anyway, just because the conversation stops doesn't mean the conversation stops. If you urgently need to speak to someone, the number for Samaritans is 116-123. That's 116-123. If peer-to-peer support is more your vibe and more your speed, then there's two Andy's Man Club groups in Sunderland, and there's also one in Horton the Spring. The Sunderland groups are the Beacon of Light and the Kale Road Library. And we also have Bedtime Babylon, but we've got issues with the caller system. They're a good set of lads, and hopefully they'll be back soon. This has been The Toolbox. The podcast will drop on Tuesday morning. Thanks again to Chinny.
Peace out.
And we will see you next week with the mighty return of Hamish Smith.
I'm a man, and it's okay to feel overwhelmed.
I'm a man, and it's okay to cry.
I'm a man, and it's okay to ask for help.
I'm a man, and I don't need to be perfect.
This has been The Toolbox.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next week at 10 p.m.